vázlatokat, meg terveket, amiket Máder Béla készített, és mondhatom, hogy ő volt az egyetlen, aki pontosan tudta, hogy mi, hány doboz lesz, mi lesz benne, hogy lesz benne, talán még szín szerint is berendezte előre a keleti gyűjteményt. Köszönjük, Béla! Szeretném megköszönni mindazoknak, akik azt vállalták, hogy előadásukkal is jelen lesznek ezen a mai ünnepélyes megnyitón. Egy olyan meghívó levelünk volt, amire sajnos nemleges választ kaptunk. Lazzarini professzor, a most már Sinor Dénesről elnevezett Bloomingtoni Intézet vezetője, jelenlegi vezetője, bár nagyon szeretett volna itt lenni, ezt többször is kifejezte, orvosai tanácsára mégsem vállalta ezt a hosszú repülőutat, meg a máshol való tartózkodást. Ezért őt arra kértük, hogy levélben köszöntse pár szóval az itt egybegyűlteket, és ő ezt örömmel meg is tette. Kempf Béla kollégám, a gyűjtemény gondozója fogja tolmácsolni az ő szavait, nem teljes egészében, mert annál egy kicsit hosszabb üdvözletet küldött, de elérhetővé fogjuk tenni a honlapunkon a teljes levelet.
Remembering Dennis Steiner. Dennis was himself a devotee of learning in the deepest and widest senses, an intellectual, we might say, of the old school, drawing deeply from the trough of European traditions while supplementing those with what he often described as the refreshing openness of American academia. It would seem as well that his whole life was an effort to authenticate both through deep research into the historical record and through a comforting spirituality that draped over his daily habits and lifelong journey. Creative, entrepreneurial, determined, Dennis' view of life required an unswerving focus on what might be accomplished rather than on obstacles and defeats. His energy was seemingly unlimited, but I tend to think that it was drawn less from an internal source than from the creation of new things, the support of new initiatives, and the careful management of the people and institutions that could sustain his vision of his cherished Uralic and Altaic studies. And so he was one of the founders of the Permanent International Altaistic Conference, which in 2013 met for the 56th time, was founder of the Research Institute for Indo-Asian Studies and its library, and the Indo-Asian and Uralic National Resource, all at Indiana University. Was founding editor of the Journal of Asian History. Was founding editor of the Uralic and Altaic book series, which has published 173 volumes under his guidance. And was the inspiration behind the establishment of the Hungarian chair at Indiana University when no one else believed it possible. For Dennis, books were treasures to be treated with limitless respect, handled with tenderness, and devoured for the sustenance they provided the intellect. So wondrous were books that Dennis built not just his own magnificent library, but one for the research institute that now bears his name and serves not just the faculty of Indiana University and its students, but visitors from around the globe. Now that his beloved personal library resides in Hungary, we know of his satisfaction that future generations of young scholars in his homeland will benefit from his creation. Edward J. Lazzarini.